Random House Audio presents Evidence, an Alex Delaware novel by Jonathan Kellerman. Read for you by John Rubenstein. Chapter 1. I tell the truth. They lie. I'm strong. They're weak. I'm good. They're bad. This was a zero job, but Doyle was getting paid. Why anyone would shell out $15 an hour, 3 hours a day, 5 times a week, to check out the empty shell of a rich idiot monster house was something he'd never get. The look-see took 15 minutes, if he walked slow. Rest of the time, Doyle sat around, ate his lunch, listened to Cheap Trick on his Walkman. Thinking about being a real cop if his knee hadn't screwed up. The company said go there, he went. Disability all run out, he swallowed part-time, no benefits. Paying to launder his own uniform. One time he heard a couple of the other guys talking behind his back. Gimp's lucky to get anything. Like it was his fault. His blood level had been .05, which wasn't even close to illegal. That tree had jumped out of nowhere. Gimp made Doyle go all hot in the face and the chest, but he kept his mouth shut like he always did. One day. He parked the Taurus on the patch of dirt just outside the chain link, tucked his shirt tighter. 7 a.m. Quiet, except for the stupid crows squawking. Rich idiot neighborhood. But the sky was a crappy milky gray, just like in Burbank, where Doyle's apartment was.